One of the fascinating things about Jesus is how readily the apostles followed him. I can't believe it. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. How did this happen? Because this was the start of the gospel. He hadn't been teaching and preaching, doing his miracles, yet Andrew and Peter and James and John got up and followed him. There was something about him that attracted them. They'd heard a bit about him, I suppose. John the Baptist pointed him out, but he hadn't given them the Sermon on the Mount and all the wonderful teaching there. Hadn't performed all the miracles. He was starting out. And yet they got up and followed him. And these were tough guys. I mean, they were brave men. They were guys who went out fishing at night. The wind could blow up there on the Sea of Galilee. It'd be very dangerous, as we saw once there with our Lord coming. They said, "We're going down." And yet they got up and followed him. And they did that because of him. There was something about him that attracted them. Something about him that they wanted to be with him and listen to him and be part of that mission. He said, "Repent, believe the good news. The kingdom of God has come, is close at hand, time has come." And I remember when I was in the seminary, there was a spiritual director there, wonderful man, and he got very sick, and he thought he was going to die. And the seminarians, they didn't want to lose him. They all went to the chapel and started praying, and then they were allowed to go to the hospital and see him. And but they wanted to be close to him. They wanted to be, they didn't want to lose him. Not because he was a great teacher or preacher, but there's something about him that they wanted to keep him. And they did, thank God. He survived. And there's something about us too, before we say anything or do anything, that if, like Jesus, we have that love of God in us and live the good news, then, and we've repented of our failings, all those things, there's something attractive about us that we don't have to say or do anything, as our Lord started off that way, attracting these people. Albert Camus, the French writer, wrote a book called The Fall, and in it, it's about a wonderful lawyer. He's a wonderful man. He did good things in his life. He defended the poor and the widow and all those people who needed help, and he was just so good. And he loved to hear people speak well of him too, and respect him and honour him because of all the goodness he'd done. But one night he was crossing the River Seine there in Paris, and there was a girl there on the bridge, and she looked very distressed, but he kept walking. And then he heard a splash and his voice calling out, "Save me, help me." And he did nothing. And then eventually, after a few times, that voice was heard no more. And what had happened, of course, through his life, he neglected himself to be strong within. He was worried about appearances. And he couldn't forgive himself that he had done nothing for this girl. So then, as the book is called of the fall, he fell. Then he started drinking to take away the pain, and he got into a life of debauchery. And Camus, of course, had no faith. He was an atheist. And it ends that way, this man destroying himself, because there was no mercy in his life, no repentance, no way back. And the first thing our Lord gives us is that way back. When we fail, when we let ourselves down, we don't live up to our own expectations, he just says, look, repent, change your way of life, know the mercy of God, know the forgiveness of God. You can get up and start again. I still love you, and I give you hope. As those apostles saw something in him that they wanted to be part of, something about this kingdom of God, this way of God, this rule of God in our lives. So it's a message of great hope that Jesus repents, and not just about the bad things we've done or the failures we've had, but to believe anew in the good news, in the love of God and the mercy and the strength of God for us. Follow me and I'll do something with your life. I'll make you a fisher of people. You don't have to say anything, but it's what you are that I make you because of my love and mercy in your life that man in the book of Camus didn't know. So it's a great thing, and the great thing in the Eucharist, of course, is that Christ himself comes right into us, with us, to transform us and change us and help us glow and grow with the mercy and the love of God in us. And that's a wonderful thing that we celebrate now.